You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's show number 296, believe it or not. So a lot of years on the air, and we thank you for listening. Tonight, my special guest is someone that's returning probably for the, I would say fifth or sixth time, maybe. Kathleen Curran Monroe is here from Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's always a good time to have you and listen to what's been happening at the Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble. And before we do that, I think I have to congratulate you personally, having a little to do with the music that you do at the with the ensemble. But for you personally, you have a relative that became very, very famous recently, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
My niece, Olivia Culpo, became Miss Universe,
wow,
which is the first time in the history of the state of Rhode Island that anyone has actually won Miss USA or Miss Universe, and she won both.
There you go. So that's pretty exciting. And you were there.
Yes. There were 60 of us that went to Las Vegas in December to see the pageant, and we had such a great time. We didn't expect she'd win, but we were thrilled that she did.
Now, before we went on air today, you were nice enough to bring me a picture of her, and I was confused. I didn't know if it was a picture of you or her, but because you look almost exactly
alike. Yes, people confuse us all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's great news, and congratulations to you and your family. That's a wonderful thing. I'm sure she'll have a great reign as Miss USA and Miss Universe.
Thank you so much. We're all proud of her. She's a wonderful girl, beautiful on the inside and outside, so we're really thrilled.
There's kind of a little bit of a funny story background. We talked a while ago when she first started in the pageant thing that maybe we could get her on air here to do a show, Conducting Conversations, but then she went ahead and won the Miss Rhode Island thing, which postponed it for a while, and then she won Miss USA, and then now Miss Universe. So I guess it'll be quite a while before we have her here in Rhode Island with us again.
Yes, but hopefully she will be here.
All right, great. Now let's get to the Youth String Ensemble and tell us what's been happening there.
Well, we have had a lot of fun recently. We were invited to perform at the National Orchestra Festival, which was part of the American String Teachers National Conference in Providence on March 2nd. And there were orchestras from all over the United States that actually applied to go. There were over 60 orchestras, and they accepted 15 to participate.
Wow.
We were an invited participant. So we were judged by three judges, and we were part of the comments only department. So we weren't part of the real competition.
They didn't give you a score as such. They just made comments, right?
Right, right. Okay. We did get a score. I would say we got a B+ rating, which was really wonderful considering we have very young students and we also have high school kids. So we were kind of an interesting group, and we did very well.
Excellent. That's great news. Well, I think what we should do is get to a piece of music that shows us the talent of the ensemble. And what piece will you start off with first?
The first piece is Largo, written by Handel in 1738, and it was from the opera Xerxes.
I remember that. I think I was there in 1738. But this was recorded when?
This was recorded in December.
All right. We'll give that a listen.
Thank you.
great music, and you could tell recorded live because there was the audience clapping for you. That was very nice. Where was the concert held in December?
At the George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly.
As the next one is going to be, right?
Yes.
The next one is coming up very soon. Where and when?
Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. in the George Kent Performance Hall.
In Westerly. And if you'd like to get tickets, they can call a phone number that a very nice voice might answer the phone. What number would that be?
401-596-5225.
And maybe you'll answer the phone if they call?
Yes, hopefully.
Okay. Well, there you go. Operators are standing by. You can. Best time to call is between 2 and 3 a.m. well, no, not really.
Before 11 p.m., because then I need my beauty sleep.
All right. We have to keep you looking like Miss Universe. And now, let's see. We're going to go on with the hit parade of music. This is all the music we're going to listen to today was recorded by the orchestra last December, and a nice little CD that Kathleen put together here. So what is the next cut for us?
The next piece is the War March of the Priests from Athalia. It is an excerpt from incidental music to a play by Jean Racine. The music was commissioned by Frederick Wilhelm IV, King of Prussia.
Thank you.
You're listening to great music performed by the Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble. And Kathleen, I think we have time to get one more piece in before our first break. What shall we go to?
The next piece is Rondo from Abdelazar, or The Moor's Revenge. It's a 1676 play by Afra Ben. Purcell wrote the incidental music for a revival of this in the summer of 1695.
All right, we will listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, and I am sitting with Kathleen Curran Monroe from the Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble down in the Westerly area, performing frequently at the George Kent Performance Hall on High Street in Westerly. And that's where your May 5th event is going to be, right?
Yes.
3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
All right. And how much do tickets cost? Are they $100 or $90 or?
$10. What a bargain. $10 for adults, and children are free.
Children? I'm a child.
You cannot beat that.
My mother used to call me a child. Can I go for free, or do I have to pay the
$10? I think since you're so kind to us, we'll let you in.
All right. Well, $10 sounds like a great deal. Support music in the greater Westerly area. But you know what? You don't have to be from Westerly or Pawcatuck or any of those surrounding communities. You can actually drive there from anywhere.
Yes.
Wherever you're listening to us, you can get to Westerly.
Yes,
so
that is true. In fact, we have students from East Lyme, Connecticut that are part of our ensemble.
Now, speaking of students from East Lyme, that reminds me of what we had talked about earlier in the show, where you had all of your students up for that March event in Providence, and that's pretty amazing. 15 orchestras were chosen out of all the ones nationwide, and Where did some of the others come from?
There was a group from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Really?
A group from Seattle, Washington.
And
they
you
were
guys
from
got to go all the way
over.
From Westerly to Providence.
Yes,
right?
And the Grand Champion group was from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Wonderful group.
Excellent.
From the Pioneer High School. But we had a wonderful time. In fact, what was so great about it, there were three adjudicators, and each of them had a headset and a CD player. And so while we were performing, they were giving us like a play-by-play critique on each of their computers about our performance. So it was wonderful.
Real-life feedback.
Yes, we have DVDs from each of the adjudicators, and they all were very pleased with our performance. So it was really wonderful. And we had a woman who sponsored us. Marion Palm sponsored us to go. We had a coach bus. We had so much fun.
Well, thank you, Mary, for doing that. That was a wonderful thing to do, and I'm sure a great experience for about how many in the orchestra at that point?
There were 40 of us. 40 students.
40 students.
And chaperones, and we had lots of snacks and lots of fun.
Okay, great. Well, let's get to another musical example of the orchestra and tell us what track number 9 will hold for us.
Track number 9 is the Cavatina. It was composed in 1887 by Dvorak as one of his romantic pieces for violin and cello. These particular pieces were intended as parlor pieces and originally written for strings alone. We have a wonderful pianist, Bryn Dowdy, who is playing the solo in this particular piece.
Thank you.
of the fact that this was recorded live, and you mentioned a lot of these pieces that were recorded in this December concert. You did, in fact, play again in March, right?
Yes, we sounded even better in March.
All right. Well, the next time you come back, you'll have to bring that recording, and we'll listen to some of those.
I'll definitely do that.
Okay. What's next? Track number 11, I believe.
Yes, Larry Clark composed Dance of the Harlequins in 2011. The piece is based on the harmonic progression of the famous Canon in D by Johann Pachelbel.
Great music we're listening to from Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble. Easy. It's a wonderful program. And what do you think the youngest age that you have is?
Actually, we have, in the festival strings, I have a little girl who's in the first grade.
First grader?
First grader.
All the way up to high school?
All the way through high school,
now, once
yes.
They're in high school, they're out? Is that the way it works?
They're out.
They're out. Okay. And
then
they
go. They can come back and visit.
They go to adult things after that, right?
Yes, a lot of them actually do go into music when they go to college. In fact, I was just on the way here, I was speaking to my little friend that was driving with me about, I have the students who started with me when I originally started this group are now 30 years old.
Wow.
They're adults. Wow.
That's amazing. I mean, considering you're only 35.
I know. I can't understand it myself.
The way it works, it's interesting. We have time for one more piece before we take our next break. And this is going to be track number 12. Tell us what this one is.
This is the Prelude and Gavotte by Corelli. It is taken from one of Corelli's concerti, which he wrote for strings.
We will listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of The Kathleen Show. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Kathleen Karen Monroe and her little friend from the Youth String Ensemble. Kathleen, during the commercial break, I thought maybe she was wanted on a wanted post. You didn't want to say her name. Can we give her a little plug here?
Yes, she's my dear student. Michaela Bruno plays the violin with Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble. She's a doll, and she said she would accompany me today.
And she's been great. She's been supporting us in the background, cheering us on when we get down, you know, because we're not always happy. Well, I think we're happy a lot of the time, but she is helping us along. We are always happy. It's great to have you here and listening to this music and talking about the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble. And we can get to another piece of music right now. And then after this one, we'll talk more about the concert coming up next month. But right now, what do we have to listen to on track number 13?
This is one of my absolute favorite pieces that we're playing right now. It's called a Beethoven lullaby. It was written as an air on Ode to Joy from Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. Brian Balmages has chosen to set the melody in a contemporary lyrical way. It's absolutely beautiful.
Kathleen, before the last piece we just listened to, which I agree, by the way, was very beautiful, I said we would talk about the May concert. So it's going to be on Sunday afternoon, May 5th at 3 o'clock at the George Kent Performance Hall. And if they'd like to get tickets, they can call you directly, right?
Yes, we actually have no tickets.
No tickets. So you just pay at the door.
People pay at the door. We make it nice and simple. Yes.
Right.
And if they would like me to give them any information, they can certainly call me at 401-596-5225.
Excellent. And are people allowed to perhaps make a little bit larger contribution at the door?
Oh, yes. We love donations of any amount would really help. We have a lot of students on scholarship at this time, and we can always use the funds as they designate. Actually, if you'd like to have it in the scholarship fund, you may do that. You may ask to have it in that particular fund.
Oh, that's a great thing to do, and you'll be helping out some nice young music students along the way. So if you haven't been to the George Kent Performance Hall, you should take it in. It's truly a Rhode Island landmark, and this will be a great opportunity to listen to some good music and check out the building at the same time. Let's go to another piece of music, and this is getting towards the end of our program, track number 14.
Track 14 is Sundance. It is a portrayal of the West by Carl Stroman, has two distinct sections, a chorale section and a barn dance section.
Oh.
Really fun piece.
All right. So you can be dancing in the aisles at the George Kent Performance Hall.
Thank you.
Well, Kathleen, we come to the end of another Conducting Conversation show. So glad to have you with us and very happy that WCRI can do its little part to help support the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble program. For all these years you've been doing it, I'm sure that there are a lot of grateful people in the Westerly area that they probably stop you on the street and thank you.
It's my pleasure. They're wonderful students, and a lot of them come from school systems that do not have string programs, so this is really their only chance to get to play with other students that take string playing seriously. So it's my pleasure to work with them, and I get back quite a bit from it also.
Now, how do they apply to become a member of the orchestra?
They can call me, 401-596-5225. They can email me at musicadolceyouth@gmail.com or musicadolce.org. is our website.
Okay, and is there any time of year that people are allowed in versus other? Or
we accept students in the fall and also in January. So
okay.
Twice a year we have just seating auditions. As long as they're studying privately with a string teacher, we have a place for them in one of our three groups. We have the festival strings, the string ensemble, and the chamber players. So there are three distinct groups, and there's a place for everyone.
Great. And remember, the concert is going to be Sunday afternoon, May 5th, 3 o'clock, George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly. Thanks once again, Kathleen, for coming in.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We have one more piece of music. Tell us what that's going to be.
The last piece is entitled The Code by Alan Lee Silva. It's like a musical score of an international spy movie. It's a wonderful piece, and it's dramatic from the beginning until the end.
Excellent. See you all next week, everyone, on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.